Hello again, everybody. This is Joe Garagiola speaking to you directly from Al Lang Field here in St. Petersburg, Florida, the spring training site of the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals are busy in pepper games, in the sliding pit. Pitchers are on the mound running them down, and the fellow who has a great deal to do with keeping these boys busy is Dixie Walker. Dixie, you look great.
Thank you, Joe. I'm feeling fine.
Dixie, this is your 28th year in organized baseball. How does a man feel going into baseball, a spring training campaign, after 27 years?
I don't like the way you're laughing, boy.
Don't tell him about it, man. How about that?
See, that even Red's here to help us out.
What are we talking about, Joe?
Well, Dixie's been in the big leagues for 28 years, Red, and I just wondered how it felt to go into the big league camp after 27 years.
Well, Joe, I don't know. I guess it's wonderful. My goodness, I think this is my 11th year in the big leagues, and I hope I can come back at least 11 more years.
And the way you've been hitting, I think you will.
Yeah, and the salary you're getting, I know you will.
Dixie, you had 8 of the boys that are on the roster now in Houston. Can you tell us a little bit about the boys you had down in Houston, especially fellas like Blasingame and Boyer?
Well, Joe, as I was saying to you a little while ago when we were talking about those two boys, they came to us in the spring training camp without my having seen either one of them. And I didn't have any idea what they were like, other than the fact that Boyer especially, I had heard from various people who had seen him before he went in the service, that he was a fine-looking young athlete.
Boyer, you mean?
That's right. And so I didn't know exactly what to expect, and I saw him in the spring, and to be perfectly truthful with you, I was a little worried about him down there, because he'd been in the service, and he was, at that time, he didn't look as natural at the plate as you'd like for him to look. He was sort of pushing at the ball at the plate. Nice fielding and throwing. His physique and all was excellent. Well, as time went along, the boy began to work his way back to his natural way at the plate, I believe. And so I began to think of him as possibly my third baseman. But at the same time, I was worried about him. And we had a boy by the name of Sinertio that we had acquired in some sort of a deal during the winter months from the New Orleans or the Pittsburgh club. I think he had been at New Orleans, which was a farm club of Pittsburgh. And quite frankly, I got him because I was worried about Boyer. Well, as the camp went along, I could see an improvement in him. And by the time the season opened, he was looking very good. And then, from that day on, each day on, it just looked like as though he was an improved ball player. And, of course, Sinertia was hit in the head by a pitch ball and was hospitalized for about 10 days and never did come back right. But I never would have had an opportunity to use him at third. However, I could have used him in the outfield, as it turned out. But Boyer is a boy that's got exceptional speed. He has a wonderful arm. He's got a perfect physique. He has all of the things that the Lord gives to the ball players that we see out here on the field that are outstanding ball players. Some have that don't quite come up to being a star.
And what stamps him? Excuse me a minute. What stamps him, Dixie? I mean, he came highly recommended by you. What stamps him as a cinch big leaguer outside of this record that you're talking about?
Well, Joe, that's just what I was leading up to, is that he has the proper attitude. He's a boy that takes care of it. He gives you no trouble whatsoever. His mental outlook is perfect. And he's a joy for a manager to handle. I say this, that he will be spectacular at third base and fielding. The people will enjoy watching his work. There'll be times when he'll boot balls right square in front of him and would be inclined to say that was due to the fact that perhaps he might be just a little lax on those balls. But hard hit balls, balls to his right and left, he really handles.
And you would say he's one of the typical Cardinal rookies that we heard so much about in the 42 and 43 years, isn't it, Dick?
Yes, I definitely would. He's an aggressive ball player. He plays the game hard. He goes into the bases hard. He's daring. He's willing to take that extra base and take the chance. And he gets those fellows around the bases sort of loose because he goes in there hard.
Well, good, Dixie. Well, thank you very, very much for stopping on such a busy day as today. And I know our fans were very much interested in hearing about Ken Boyer. Thanks a lot, Dick.
Okay, Joe.
And up until the next time, this is Joe Garagiola saying so long, everybody.